love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, from the Princess Diaries 2, Callum Blue is here tonight. Good to see you, Callum.
Good to see you. I'm kind of disappointed. I thought it was Dr. Dre.
he gets that a lot.
You don't look like Dr. Dre.
Mm-mm. No, but he sounds like him.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Well, when I bust a rap.
When I bust a rhyme.
When he busts a rhyme. Anderson knows what I'm talking about.
How are you guys?
Oh, good. Good. And God bless you for bringing the pizza, by the way.
My daughter was so excited to get his autograph. I can't remember to do that.
Oh, really?
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Because, he's hunky stuff for her. She's what?
11.
She's 11. So he's like...
That's all I can get, guys. Believe me. If I'd be ringing this love line, I promise you, because that's my problem. I can't get anybody over 11.
Please. Callum is not only brought pizza, 5 pizzas to the studio, but he brought 5 family members to the studio as well. So he's got like his 3 sisters, maybe a 4th sister. Oh, no, that's his mom, but that's how you kiss some ass. Right?
Whoa, good guy.
And his brother... Who's
asleep on the floor and sitting, the console.
He's in the down dog position on the floor trying to do God knows what to himself.
He's drunk.
Oh, is he drunk?
It's some sort of weird yoga. I know it. It's not down dog. It's
I went in there and he yelled at me about getting some water for him.
He asked you to get him water.
He wanted to know where water was.
See, he's the diva, not me.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So now how is it? Now, A, does your whole family live out here?
No, that's not my whole family.
He brought them in from East
London.
You
made that up.
He brought them in for the premiere.
Oh, you brought them in for the premiere of the movie.
No, this is my mom. This is my sister. That's my publicist. And that guy, I don't know where the hell he came from.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Somebody wandered in with you?
Yeah, he just wandered in the studio. I don't know him.
He could be related to you.
Really? He looks like that?
He's angular and...
hunky.
He's hunky and he's got it. And Callum has it. You know what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah, I noticed it right away.
And I don't say that very often.
What is it?
That's, you know
is
what?
Is it an STD?
No, the point is that you can't define it. You either have it or you don't have it.
In fact,
it.
I'm offended by the question.
Yeah. It is what you have, and you don't question it. You have it. Do not question it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
If you start questioning it, you lose it. Right?
It is fleeting, and it is something that's, it's not like your liver. It can get up and leave. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have it?
We've spoke too much of it. You could lose it. I have just the dot over the eye of it. I don't actually have the entire it, but I've been working on it. Drew owes it. Like if Drew if you got an eye, you'd still be at zero. Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You're in the whole it.
Yeah.
I get the feeling you've been sucking some of my it.
I owe it.
Yeah, because I feel like I had it when I showed up here 9 years ago,
somewhere.
And now I feel like I'm light. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, you know, you put
I was
your,
hoping you wouldn't notice.
You put your change in that ashtray by the front door, and your kids start dipping into it, and you notice it's getting a little light. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like you've been doing with my it. Mm. Right, leave the it alone. Callum is here tonight. He's also in Dead Like Me, which is Sunday nights, 10 o'clock on Showtime. And what else was I saying? Oh, yeah. So you're out. So do you live in East London full time?
Well,
that's your home?
I haven't for a year and a half because I've been working. But
you've been out here.
I've been in Vancouver and here and, you know, filming everywhere. But you know, my home is East London.
Is that where you keep it?
That is where it came from.
And... Did they film The Princess Diaries in London?
Not in East London.
Not East London, but just London?
No, they filmed it over here on Universal Studios.
They did.
Oh, it's all over here.
Well, it's like a fake country. It's Genovia, right?
Oh,
so it doesn't really exist. So it can be bloody anywhere.
Yeah. Why do they do that? Yeah. Why can't they just pick a real country? I always wonder with this, like when they do college football movies, they're playing for the North Nebraskan Wild Cougars. And it's like, why not just make it UCLA? Yeah. I mean, just pick a team.
Because it's Hollywood and it can do whatever it wants.
I know, it can.
But here's
why
what Hollywood
not just
does,
pick one?
They collect money from the highest bidder.
That's what I would do.
The school just says, hey, we'll pay you. Use our name.
Yeah, really? Pick a country. Yeah. Pick a country. We're gonna use you. We're going to make you look good. We're going to make you look like you have a hot princess running the place. And
Julie
good-looking
Andrews,
Duke.
We're living there. It's fantastic.
Let me tell you what a retard I am. I was reading the bio, and it says he plays a Duke Anderson, the whatever, and I thought his name was Duke. Like I was like, wow, that's like a porn star name. Duke. That's either a great
surfer. As if Callum Blue isn't enough of a porn star name,
I know.
Right?
Oh, my God, is it? Duke Andrew. I was like, Duke, that's a... No, you're a Duke, right?
Yeah, Duke means I'm very, very posh.
Yeah, where does Duke rank up there? Because I'm not hip with nobility. I know the king and the queen and the prince and the princess and that kind of stuff.
Duke is a major landholder.
Yeah.
But that means you got a lot of land?
The king gave you a lot of land.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, you've been doing sexual favors to the king.
Maybe
basically.
You were in the army and something. And got so more.
Can you get duked as well as knighted? How do you get duked? You don't hear about people getting duked.
You don't have to have like the whole sword thing on your ears to get a duke, I don't think.
But you're not born a duke, are you?
Yeah, it can be passed down.
If your dad's a duke?
Yeah.
Duke and
it's not fair, listen.
It's not, yeah.
It's ridiculous. I'm from East London. Like, I'm from the gutter.
Right.
I don't want to hear about
your family is cringing over there, Callum. Be careful now.
Callum,
your mom especially is like, really? I raised him in the gutter?
We're not in the gutter?
But if you were from here, you'd be Mexican, right? Is that basically what you're saying? If you're from New York, you'd be Puerto Rican,
or at least from
right?
the Valley. At least
oh,
from
no,
the Valley.
No, wait a
no,
minute.
He's
hold
from
on.
The
I'm from the Valley. How
Sorry.
Dare you?
Sorry.
Drew, hit him with the white glove. Oh! I'm from the Valley. I'm from North Hollywood.
Sorry, mate.
How dare you attack my people? You know, it's fine for me to make fun of all the races on this show, but when some priss from the other side of the pond comes in here and attacks my people, my dad is the Duke of North Hollywood.
He's the Duke of the Valley.
Yeah, but yes, and my mom's the Duke-ess.
Duke.
Duchess, not Duke-ess.
You know, in the Valley, Duke has a whole different connotation.
Oh, right. Really? What's that
it's
mean?
It's like, Duke. Go out to the yard and clean up the dog
the
Duke.
The dog Duke.
Yeah. The dog Duked on the carpet.
Yeah, that's the Valley. That's the Valley.
The if Duke the, hit the fan.
The Valley is like living in Duke.
I feel like Duke.
Yeah.
You look like fried Duke.
Yeah. You live in the Valley. What are you going to say?
What'd you do? Duke in here? It reeks. I don't give a Duke. Yeah, you're getting the point? That's what it means.
It kind of means the same thing in England. They're all kind of, you know.
So you would be not nobility from
yeah,
London.
Yeah. Oh, no himself, but no, in the show. In the movie.
Show. Oh, in the movie, yes.
In the movie, the I'm point. Nobility. In London, I'm a strip right. club owner's son.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dad owns a strip club.
Oh. Dad owns a
Isn't
strip club.
Is that where your girlfriend was from, East London?
Yeah, I mean,
she
Lindsay.
She probably was.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. I don't know if she did a lot of working out that way.
Oh, really?
I visited a strip club when I was in London a few weeks back. Oh, boy, do they rape you over there. They smell you coming. First off, when you're drunk, you can't figure out the whole pound versus dollar thing, number one. Number two, they got a whole different way of doing things over there, and then they smell you coming. They know you're from the Valley.
They smell the Americans coming.
They know the
That's
Americans
sure,
are coming. Yeah. See, out here, I sit two rows from the stage,
so you
just
don't have
beyond
to get money.
The tipping zone.
Yeah.
And I call it the Devil's Triangle. I get just beyond it, and I just put my feet on the back of the chair in front of me and just sit there all night with half a boner.
Is that-
and it's free.
That's cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cheap. But is there a law against lap dancing now in L.A.?
I think they rescinded that, didn't they?
There was something that was going on because... you know, we got the whole terrorist thing licked so we can send guys undercover into Bob's classy lady and have them sit there all night with a boner while they're on the clock busting Japanese businessmen who get a little pat on the groin who are in their 40s. Yeah, this country has their priorities are completely upside down. Just here's what we do in this country and especially in this city. We focus and we're very serious about people that smoke on the beach and people that get lap dances. Yeah, we're very serious about secondhand smoke, lap dancing, and rolling through four-way stop signs.
These are things parking.
And parking. We're deadly serious about parking and secondhand
armies,
smoke and lap
armies
dances.
Have been mobilized to
this
cover
is
those,
what we
those
do.
Topics.
As far as checking containers coming into our ports with spent uranium in them, not what you call a high priority.
Well, high priority, but no manpower for that.
No manpower. We don't have
that.
They're too busy checking the stripper club.
We don't have a police.
Here's the thing. Priority one, get to the beach, Bust the smokers in the 20-knot wind that's blowing offshore, number one. Number two, hit the strip clubs. I don't care if you got to camp out there all night. Here's a wad of 20s we seized from a drug smuggler. Pull up in your Ferrari Daytona and sit there like a high roller all night and tell. As a matter of fact, bring a team with you. Yeah, the same guys, the same 50 guys that it took down Heidi Fleiss. Take all them. Go over there and have some drinks and sit there until you find some guy who got divorced 2 weeks ago getting a lap dance. That's the guy we got to stop. And then when you're done with that, get in the right-hand drive Chevette, go up the hill, and start writing tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some parking tickets. And then when we're all done with that,
we'll sit at a stop sign.
We'll sit at a stop sign and wait for someone to roll through a four-way. Make sure it's a secretary on her way to work. Taxpayers always best. Yeah. And then, if we have any time left after that, we'll talk about containers coming into the ports with spent uranium.
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
We don't have manpower for that.
If we have time.
It never happened. Never happened.
All right. Let's all. Come on. Head
we
to
don't
the
have
beach,
man for
head
that.
Head to the strip club. Head to the hills.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, shoot.
That's what we do in this city, everybody.
It's good to work in America. That's all I can say.
Jesus Christ. Does anyone else talk about this stuff? Does anyone else talk about it?
Are you allowed to talk about this?
I talk about whatever I want.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Until I get pulled out of my car and beaten. Next time I get a ticket.
There we go.
All right. I'm fired up. This movie's coming out tomorrow.
It's got you fired up.
I'm fired up. And Drew's
Julie
going.
Julie Andrews always gets you going.
Love that woman.
Yeah, I know.
I loved her in The Sound of Music.
Mary Poppins.
That haircut was bad.
In The Sound of Music?
I'm sorry to
say. I know. She shouldn't have kept it for 40 years.
Can we say lesbian on this show?
Yeah, no, yeah, take it back.
I take the lesbian back.
Yeah. Is she a lesbian?
No, of course not, but the haircut was.
Yeah.
Yeah, really like Frau Brücher. No, it was more like, what was the
Dorothy Hamill.
Or what was the woman in...
I don't know. It looked like she was like 2 months outside of Auschwitz with that hair. It was like like somebody shaved it and it came back 2 months later.
It was like a bowl haircut. Like you put a bowl on top of the head and then cut around
why
it.
Why do you take a beautiful woman and chop her hair off?
In Mary Poppins, she was hot.
Oh, she was. That's right.
My God, she was hot.
She was hot.
Everybody wants to have sex with their nannies.
They do.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's an English thing.
We don't have nannies out here.
You don't?
No.
We have nannies in Essex.
Our nannies are heavy-set Guatemalan women who hit the kids.
So you don't want to have sex with them?
Basically.
I do, yeah. I still do. Yeah. That's actually kind of a turn-on when they hit the kids. Yeah. No, we don't have the hot Mary Poppins type with the umbrellas and stuff.
Mary Poppins was hot.
Yeah, she was hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right, movie out tomorrow, buddy. Drew's going and seeing it, by the way.
Yeah, sure I will. My daughter, absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you like the first one?
Don't think I caught that.
Oh, true. Oh.
My daughter saw it three times.
But oh, she did?
Yeah.
You weren't in the first one, were you?
I wasn't in the first one, but I loved the first one.
You
did? It was so bloody brilliant.
Really?
Yeah. It was like charming.
Yeah, it was cute.
I got to do that. You know, I'll tell you what happens. My nephews come over once in a while, and they force me to watch, like, Searching for Nemo or something like that, and then you always enjoy it.
Yeah.
Why don't you come
out with me and my kids? We'll all take your kids.
Okay, no way. No. Are you high? Come out with your kids.
And your nephews.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm saying. We'll get them all together and we'll go see one of these.
Okay.
You'll enjoy this movie, honestly. It's something for everybody.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
No, honestly, you'll be teary eyed. And it's the first time Julie Andrews sings in a long time.
Because she had some problems with her vocal cords. Let me tell you the likelihood of us all getting together, my nephews and your kids, and
that's
us going
to see.
That's
the same as the police going to check out the harbor?
slightly higher, actually. No, about the chance of us building a time machine and me going back and finding Julie Andrews in the Mary Poppins outfit and having my way with her. About the same likelihood.
Yeah.
Although it sounds tempting.
And you've been thinking long and hard about that.
That'd be great. Yeah. I'm from the future. Let me have sex with you. I could do that now. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Just find her. It should be the red carpet tomorrow.
I'm from the future.
I'm sure she'd dress up as Mary Poppins right now for you.
Put the black wig on. I'm from the future. Quickly. Yeah, that'd be good. I'm going to try that I'm from the future thing. Drew, you try that. All right. You ready to rock?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, out tomorrow, everybody. Raul?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Right.
Grow up with a lot of guys named Raul?
No, I've never heard of that name.
I know. It must sound crazy if you're from England, yeah. What's happening, Raul? You're 22.
Yeah, I want to know if the taste of my girl's mouth changes with oral sex.
When you perform oral sex?
Her mouth?
No, changes? When she performs on me.
You're saying will it or it does?
And then you go up and kiss her?
Yeah.
You want to know if you're going to taste...
Her mouth?
Even if you're going to taste you?
Yeah.
Is that a big problem?
No, not for me. Well, she hasn't blown me yet, but I'm trying to
find
out.
Where did Raul go to finishing school?
Oh, he must have been sent to Geneva.
I think so.
Absolutely out of the country.
You're right,
yeah,
you're right.
I can hear the affect.
Yeah,
I'm picturing him in like a silk ascot now.
The Duke term coming to mind again.
High back leather chair, brandy snifter, fire going in the background.
Yeah,
the violin music
why
playing.
What does Raul want? I think it's
can I say something?
Yeah. I think Raul is retarded.
I think it's if you wash or not, right? So do you wash?
No, it's not. No.
Is that what he's trying to say?
Here's the whole thing. I speak fluent tard from doing the show.
Yes.
We speak to people that are almost retarded on a nightly basis, and I understand them. And you're right. He described his question as his sort of, but I think he meant the orgasm part.
Yes, he meant the fluid.
Yeah, I think he did.
That's gross.
Raul.
We got to give him a tarred English dictionary.
Raul, only because I'm a glutton for punishment. That's what you meant, right?
No, not the semen, man.
See? What? I got it right.
All right. Strike one up for Callum.
What do you mean?
What?
No, just the taste of it. Does it change or whatever?
No. He means the taste of that, right? So I'm telling you, if you wash, then the taste won't be in the mouth. But if you don't wash, then it's going to be in the mouth.
Hold on. What do you mean, Raul? You mean, like, if she put her finger in her mouth and then you kissed her, would you taste her finger? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, something like that.
What?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, exactly like that.
And what about a pork chop she ate 2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
did you taste that?
Like a day later, you know, a couple days later.
Oh, you're trying to figure out if she's cheating on you?
Right.
Oh, you're such an idiot.
Forget it.
I do detect a trace of foreskin.
Prepuce.
Prepuce. I would say an early vintage, 72, 73. Pushy without being assertive. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and a nutty, fruity aftertaste. No, let me cleanse my palate with some areola. What is he? Hey, listen. Phone screener Brian. What? Is that a question?
Is that a questioner?
Raul can't pronounce his own name. Hi, this is talk to a mule. I get more information.
Do you think that was high?
Let's break it down.
Let's go.
Let's break it down.
Let's go.
Come on.
Listen. Here's the whole thing. I don't mind talking to idiots, and I don't mind talking to people that are slow, because if we didn't do that, we wouldn't have a show. But severely retarded, like Raul.
Unable to express.
And drunk.
Yeah.
And high. Raul sounded like a Special Olympian who had a couple of Quaaludes and a fifth of VO. Please.
See, Callum never played American football, so he wouldn't know about helmets.
Oh, I know about Quaaludes.
Helmets. He knows. Oh, yeah, they don't have a lot of helmets.
Quaaludes are big.
No, helmets.
We got a helmet.
Move past that.
Helmets are big.
Oh,
why are you clapping, Raul?
Yeah, why? Don't applaud, Raul.
Why are you clapping?
And do they don't have a lot of helmets in England, I notice.
We have helmets.
Well, you know,
that's football helmets.
Oh, football helmets. No. Can I say something about this?
Because
I feel very passionately. American football is basically rugby
with
padding.
With pads, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we play rugby. We get our ears bitten off and our noses broken and all this stuff. And you don't
line up against the guys that line up in the NFL. Believe me.
You're saying we're not big.
I'm saying you don't line up against those guys. You don't
but they only look that big because they've got all padding on them.
No, they're like 6'6", 6'8", 350. I mean, this
rugby players are 6 foot wide.
They're 6 foot
and
wide.
And they're Irish and Scottish, which makes it a whole lot better.
Yes, and drunk.
They're drunk.
And
drunk.
And I'm not thinking it's rugby. Rugby is a hardcore sport. And football is just rugby with pads. Absolutely it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the greatest athletes in the world on the NFL. No doubt about it. Well, if you just break it down, you got guys that bench press 400 pounds and run like a 4.3 40.
Okay,
I mean, they got a vertical leap. These guys in full pads, after they score, dunk the football over the goalpost, which is 10 feet high. I mean, you can't play it anymore. Like, if you got a kid out here and he thinks he wants to play football, you can't play football. You can't get to high school anymore. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, where do you find guys that are 280 pounds and run like these guys run?
Yeah.
If you really think about it, too, once in a while you meet a guy who you just know somebody who's like 6'5", 6'6", and 300 pounds. These guys can barely walk. They have trouble getting in and out of their car. They're always dopes. They're always uncoordinated. They're always NFL's chock full of guys that are like this, and the NBA, just chock full of the guys like that. You know, these guys are 6'8". They're 6'9". I mean, you don't see guys like Karl Malone around. You know what I mean? Okay, oh, he's 6'9". He's 262. He doesn't have any body fat on him. He can touch the top of the backboard. And he shoots the three pretty good.
And he's fast.
And he's fast. And he handles the ball pretty. He dribbles through his legs while he's running full speed. I mean, you see,
crazy.
Think about big guys. Like, you know guys that are good athletes. They're 5'10", 175. You don't see guys that are 6'9", 255, who move like ballerinas. You forget that the, you know, Michael Jordans and the Kobe Bryants, the Karl Malones. They're huge guys.
Yeah.
They got a duck to walk through this door.
Yeah.
You don't think about that because they're standing next to a bunch of huge guys. All right. A little tangent there. Jenny?
Hi.
You're 24?
I am. I just have to say, I love your guys' show. I have to listen to it every night. Adam, you're hilarious, and Dr. Drew, I can't even explain how much I love Cracked.
Oh, thanks, Jenny.
Oh, that's Drew's book, everybody. Yeah. Out out as we speak.
Oh, coming out in paperback for people to complain about the price. About a month.
I said it's coming out in pulp.
More than wood pulp.
Papyrus. What's that, Jenny?
I said the book is more than worth that. If there's a problem with paperback, that's ridiculous. But anyway... Your new book, when is that coming out?
It's out now. You can get it through Amazon or most bookstores, supposedly. It's called When Painkillers Become Dangerous. And it's much more of a... Me and a bunch of doctors got together and wrote this one. Each of us wrote a chapter about... It's sort of a book that will tell you everything you could possibly want to know about opiate addiction.
Yeah.
Pain medicine addiction.
It's a good read.
And then
it's not an adventuresome, fictionalized read.
This weekend, you can take your daughter to see The Princess Diaries, or you can sit at home and read When Painkillers Attack.
Well,
all right, go ahead, Jenny.
Last night, I heard on the show about the Nightline, Dateline show last summer, and it's supposed to be coming out.
Oh, the show I did. Yeah. It's the ABC show.
All right. That's enough about
you. That's just following people through treatment. And I just saw Oprah's doing a show about it. They look pretty good, actually.
We'll let you know when it drops.
Okay. I have one quick question about OxyContin.
Yeah.
I've been taking it now for about 5 years. Maybe a little less than that. I really can't remember. Anyway, they dropped my dose down. I was taking OxyContin and oxycodone, and right now I'm just taking the OxyContin 3 times a day. I think it's 90 milligrams total. And today, my father woke me up. He said I was screaming for him to help me, that there was bugs all over me. I don't remember having a dream at all about this.
Well, that's probably a withdrawal symptom.
It is.
Withdrawal from it?
Yeah. Okay.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, it's kind of it sounds like it's kind of mild, but it broke through in your sleep, so.
Okay.
Are you addicted, or you just gotten dependent on opiates?
I'm not addicted. I've been fighting with my pain physician to get off of this. So I think that's why they took me off the oxycodone to start with, and then go, hopefully, I just want to get off this stuff.
What's the difference between addicted and dependent?
Well, dependent means you have withdrawal. You try to stop your tolerance.
Dependent.
And addiction is a complex process. It's a genetically based disorder where there are behaviors that manifest of progressive preoccupation with the drug and pursuit of the drug, where the motivational systems of the brain become distorted and focused on drugs rather than survival and reproduction and eating and the kinds of normal priorities. Or masturbating.
What'd you say? I was thinking about Ambien and beating off. What we say?
That's what I'm talking about.
Did you say something?
Yeah, I said your priority shifted.
Here's the thing. If you're, the difference between dependent and addicted. Now, you can be dependent and can't quit?
Any human can be dependent.
Can you be dependent and not stop?
It can be tough to stop. But you have to go through the withdrawal. But most people who are dependent and not addicted don't find it that unpleasant to go through the withdrawal.
And is one person more likely to be dependent than another person?
Yes.
Is it genetic?
Well, not dependent, more likely to be addicted.
Addicted.
Dependency is uniform across.
Yeah, years. Anyone can get that.
Yeah.
I'm going to get addicted. You got to be a certain breed of cat.
Yeah.
Remember those Scottish and Irish guys you were talking
about? The
rugby
players.
Those guys. Yeah. We got our American Indians out here. We got certain groups. It's easier for them.
Why is it so easy to get these drugs in America?
Opiates.
Yeah.
I mean, the painkillers.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know it was actually more easily here than in the United Kingdom.
My God, they do not exist. I didn't hear about Xanax. I didn't hear about any of this stuff until I came over here.
I could score for you.
You could?
Yeah.
Oh, give me some.
Your dad owns a strip club. You can't score some pills?
I can score, other
stuff. Oh, you can get some weed. You get some hash, right? All right.
Take a break.
We got to take a break.
Adam's got some business to work out with Callum.
I make a phone call.
What I said about that, autograph my daughter, and I take it back.
Oh, come on. Now, Callum, we got to go to the park after the show.
Okay, mate.
I know I'm good. It's cool. You just bring the pizzas. We'll be cool.
Why do you think they bring all those pizzas?
You may have to help the guy out a little bit, you know, a little favor for him. That's cool. All right. Callum Blue.
He doesn't know about that stuff.
Here tonight. I'll teach you my ways. Princess, the Princess Diaries, Royal Engagement. It is the number two. It is the sequel and is out tomorrow. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline, Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Why the puss?
Who's our engineer tonight?
Sound like Ken.
Dave. Oh,
Dave. I don't know.
Didn't
Dave.
Sound like Ken. Oh, Anderson's not around tonight? Oh, I guess not.
I guess not.
All right. That's why when I said Anderson.
He's a camp again.
Oh, okay. All right.
People don't know him, right? Anderson's the most interesting guy. He goes to the Ronald McDonald Camp for kids with cancer.
Yeah.
And donates his time.
He's just trying to score, though. He likes the youngins.
And they're weak. Now I think about it. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Anderson is the most interesting guy you never want to talk to.
I like talking to him.
I do,
You
too.
Never want to talk to him.
I like him, too, but you know what I mean? There's just things. You know what
Anderson... He's not like the dually. It was a teddy bear.
I'll tell you what Anderson is. He's Callum Blue here tonight, by the way, from The Princess Diaries and also Dead Like Me. Princess Diaries coming out tomorrow. Anderson is he's a corn dog, which is you like him.
You never have.
Or, you know, better yet, fish and chips. Let's give a little tip of the hat to Callum and his native Heritage. England, which is, I love fish and chips. I really do. There's nothing. You're squeezing the lemon on there. You're dipping it into the sauce and everything. Everything's great. Never order it.
Yeah.
Would never order.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Anderson. Great guy. Always good to talk to. Never hang out with him. All right. Well, that's good, right?
Yeah, that's good.
You know what else he's like? Egg salad. I like egg salad.
Except,
never order it.
Except egg salad, you've been yelling about people ordering.
I should
spend more time with egg salad.
I realize I eat 70 metric tons of turkey for every ounce of egg salad I eat, and I like egg salad better.
Yeah.
Why won't I order egg salad, Drew? Why won't you order it, Callum?
Why don't you get Anderson?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get Anderson. We're going out for egg salad.
There you go.
Fish and chips and a corn
dog. Let's break it down.
Let's go now. You don't do corn dogs in England, do you?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. So you guys...
Corn dog?
You guys have taste, and that's your problem.
We have taste.
It's a hot dog dipped in corn batter and then deep fried.
That sounds really gross.
It sounds gross, but it's nummy.
So you order the corn dogs and not the fish and chips or the egg salad?
No, we don't have corn dogs.
Don't get any of them, but they're all good.
But kids are allowed to that stuff. My kids are into the fish and chip corn dog phase.
Yeah. I don't get macaroni and cheese. I don't get it.
You don't get it?
No.
You've never had good macaroni and cheese.
Really?
No, wait a minute. Even the bad stuff is good. You got to get high. If you got high, you would get
is it
all
the Munchies
these foods.
Food? Is it Munchies food?
If you got high, you'd get into all this food we speak of. All right.
Princess Diaries.
Let's go. Let's go back to phones now. And let me say this, Drew. During the commercial break, you were talking about your new lover, Seth MacFarlane, and the Family Guy and all that. Crank Yankers tonight. Guess who's on there?
Must be Bertram.
Well, that's true, but who else?
Seth MacFarlane.
Wow. And who else? David Alan Greer.
Oh, my goodness.
And who else? Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, good.
And who else? Jimmy Kimmel's son, Kevin Kimmel.
Oh, fine.
And you're all doing a call.
Oh, my God.
And Jimmy's brother, John.
Oh, my God.
It is a all-star, action-packed Crank Yankers tonight on Comedy Central. Right now, as we speak, and I already saw it.
You know, I was flipping around tonight, and they had it on at like 8 o'clock. Was it last season?
You're probably looking at the rerun or looking at the cable. Sometimes you've seen the East Coast feed.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't the East Coast feed? It's 10:30 Tuesday nights.
Is that
Central.
That scary Muppet show?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And they call people.
Scary. That's right.
I don't like those.
Oh,
Muppet
you
things.
Don't?
Well, they're scary.
They are.
Yeah.
You got to have some spine in order to
get watch
that
them
show.
Muppets.
Yeah. Give it a second shot.
Okay.
Give it a shot. It
I'll
is
open my mind to the Muppets.
Open your mind. Tell you what you got to have, Cal.
Okay.
Get yourself a corn dog.
Fish and chips.
And macaroni and cheese.
Get yourself a bong, a corn dog, some macaroni and cheese, and a TV remote.
And watch
you sit down and watch that Crank Yanker show. Okay. And then
I'll be a true American.
Tell me if there's any of those things you don't like. Okay. Ayla?
Hello.
Ayla? How do you say her name?
Ayla.
All right. What's up?
I'm married. I'm 22, and my husband is 26, and he doesn't like to have sex basically more than 3 times a month.
So roughly once a week.
If that.
How long have you guys been married?
We've been married just over 2 years.
How long have you been married?
Almost just over 2 years.
2 years. And how long have you guys been dating before you got married?
About 5.
So you've been together 7 years.
Yeah.
And he's 26?
Right.
So he's settling into his ultimate rhythm, as it were.
A little prematurely, but he got started a little early. You guys been together for a while. Yeah.
How old were you when you started having sex with him?
Right from the beginning.
So like 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 minutes after she met him.
And he was 20 at the time?
It was in his locker in high school.
But he was 20 and you were 15?
Right.
What does this guy do for a living?
Construction.
What does he do?
Yeah.
He's a manager of a little restaurant.
Yeah. And you worked at the restaurant?
No.
No?
No.
How'd he meet you?
Through, I was dating his friend.
Mm.
Yeesh. 15.
Is it ever normal for a guy to want to have sex 3 times a month? I mean,
that's not far off a normal married couple's average rhythm.
Really?
It's about 1 to 1.5 times a week in this country on average.
But this guy's at his sexual peak at 27.
Well,
right?
But he's been the same person for 7 years, so he's really right in his
baseline. He's been with the same person.
Yeah, he's with her forever. And
well, when did this drop off? Where was it 2 years ago?
It was, it's actually been happening for about 3.5 years now.
Yeah, so it's not a sudden drop. He's not depressed?
He says he's tired.
He has no medical problems?
Nope.
He's on no medications?
Nope.
Doesn't do drugs or alcohol excessively?
No.
And he's still working at managing the restaurant?
Yeah.
All right.
That's him.
Well, that's him, unfortunately.
What's your, what do you want?
She wants it more. Come on, let's face it.
I've always been more than him. I'd be happy with it, 2-3 times a day even.
Ooh.
Really? So how do you masturbate?
No, not regularly.
So naughty.
Women, they don't get the relief from the masturbation.
Seriously?
Really? Because I would immediately just immerse myself in a world of pornography and vibrators.
Strangely.
Oh, wait a minute. Too late.
I
would retreat into a cocoon of pornography.
Of course, that's what a male would do. But a female needs the interpersonal to really feel satisfied.
But can't she just let a little steam, blow a little steam
it
off?
It may not. Does she have orgasms at all?
Ayla?
I'm sorry?
Do you have orgasms when you're with your husband?
Only if I help.
All right.
So, how do you mean? What does that mean?
Use her hand.
Show him, Dura.
Oh.
Do you? And so you do help, and can't you help yourself? Like, what if you did put in a little tub time once a week?
With the shower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's just not the same.
Right. All right.
No, I know. Yeah. Oh, first off, you don't get the same.
Here's the deal.
You just take the edge
off. But here's the deal. Yeah, 3 times a day immediately makes us concerned, and I'm going to talk to her. That this may be sort of enacting out of some trauma. So were you sexually abused or physically abused growing up?
When I was 9, my 15-year-old brother molested me.
Okay, so there you go. And that tends to create a sort of...
Real brother.
Biological brother, yeah.
How many times?
Actually, just once.
Yeah, seems pretty weird, though, pretty wild.
Why once?
It could have been a lot of... It's
well,
a lot of
when
chaos.
I woke up, he was doing it, and I told my parents right away, and they told him he couldn't come over anymore, because he's my father's son, but has a different mother.
Yeah.
What
did I say 2 minutes? Yeah. I don't know, forget 2 minutes, 18 seconds ago. Did I say like full brother or real brother or something like that? Yeah. What'd you say?
Well, yes. Brother.
Yeah, we asked if it was your biological.
I don't know. As soon as you said brother, I thought step or half or whatever. Didn't make sense. All right.
How does that link up to her wanting sex 3 times a day?
It creates sexual. It is the recipe for sexual compulsion, sexual addictions. If you're sexually abused, it changes the way you can be satisfied. It sort of shatters the regulatory system.
It bends your antenna.
Yeah, and people become compulsive around sexuality. And they become bipolar with it, where they're constantly preoccupied with it and then shut down when they're actually intimate with somebody.
Yeah.
Or they can't get enough of it. No
matter. Or they're just really horny.
No.
Well, no, call it what you like.
It's a
you gotta get a little therapy.
Compulsion.
And here's the thing, too.
It's not an accident I knew that she was sexually abused. That's what that is.
Yeah, you know, yes. Yeah. But you had a feeling. And here's the thing, too. And you start getting this half-brother and step thing and broken family.
You know, there's a lot of chaos in the family.
There's chaos in the family. Yeah. And that's the other thing, too. So here's the deal. Plus, you're 15. You're doing it with the 20-year-old on the first date. You know,
she didn't
say
she did it on the first date.
She pretty much said it right away.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, she said that.
Hey, well, how long before you had sex with the your 20-year-old husband back then?
3 days.
Oh, 3 days. All right. And she didn't see him the first two.
Yeah.
She met him on, she met him on the third day. She counts the two in front, though, because she met on a Wednesday, and she counts the beginning of the week. Women should be able to do that, by the way. Like, if you meet a guy Thursday night and you have sex with him 10 minutes later, you should be able to go back to the beginning of the week. Well, we've been going out that I met him this week. It was that week.
Why just make it that month?
Smart,
there,
girl.
There you go.
Smart,
or lunar calendar. She's a lunar.
Yeah. Smart. Yeah. I don't know what a lunar calendar
moon,
is.
New moon. There's a study just came out about personality disorders in this country, and previously they thought to be about 10%. Now they found it's 30%, which is somewhat vindication for this show because pretty much all we do is talk to people with personality problems and trauma survivors.
And I'll tell you, Drew.
That's a big problem in this country.
It is a big problem. It's nothing compared to smoking on the beach.
No, and the lap dances. And
the guys getting the lap dances.
Rolling through stop signs.
Four-way.
Four-way stop signs, parking, 15-minute parking zone, staying 20 minutes.
Yes.
It's insane.
No. Jaywalking.
Jaywalking. Huge. We have a huge problem in this country. They don't seem to have a problem in other countries.
Nor other states
with jaywalking. I'm not sure why. Probably because it doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
And they just choose not to enforce it because they have some dignity. But here, jaywalking, huge problem.
Burbank or Rape Bank,
Drew. You know we promised to start calling it Rape Bank because they rape their citizens to get their money from them so they can put it in their coffers.
That's no controversial.
Oh, listen, F Burbank. And let me tell you something, you idiots. You guys, stop raping your citizens, please. Please stop it. Go bust some perps, would you?
Well,
some dignity.
What I like is Adam came back from Europe about 6 months. When were you in Europe? How long ago was that? Four months ago.
And
he goes, you know what? In Europe, it's an amazing thing. They treat people like adults.
I'll let you be an adult. Here's the thing.
Not in this country.
Here's what they do in Europe.
You can't be trusted. It's a slippery slope to treat adults like
you want to cross the street? Cross the street. If you get hit by a car, you get hit by a car.
Your responsibility.
You're an adult. People have a pretty good instinct about not running in front of traffic.
Yeah.
Here, we got to enforce that. And here, that doesn't matter if any cars were coming or not, or what time it was, or where the signal was. Street could be blocked off. You'll still get a ticket. I got a ticket in Rape Bank for crossing in the crosswalk. In the crosswalk.
What? What do you mean?
There was at the signal in the crosswalk. I crossed, and I made it there. Now, you say to yourself, how could someone get a jaywalking ticket for crossing at the intersection in the crosswalk at the signal? Well, guess what the good motorcycle cop over in Rape Bank said? He said, I stepped off the curb after the red started blinking. Even though I walked to the other side and was up on the other side of the curb before the signal changed, I shouldn't have stepped off.
So is it all about the money?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course it's about the money. Of course it's about the money.
And here's the thing. It's about sort of strange exercises of power. You know,
yeah,
it's law
I fought the ticket
butt.
And beat it, so you guys can kiss my hairy ass. But you have to take 2 days off of work and go down there two times. And what do you win? I'll tell you what you win. Here's how it works. We'll flip a coin, Cal. If it lands on tails, you give me $100. If it lands on heads, you don't have to give me $100. How about that? Let's open a casino. Oh, you beat the ticket. Great. All you did was miss 2 days' work. And $80 worth of gas driving back and forth the goddamn courtroom for nothing.
You know I'm fighting a ticket right now. It was a trap, for God's sake.
Please, please, please. Can we prioritize? Forget about the goddamn beach and the secondhand smoke. Get to the ports. Start checking containers. And it's all like, we don't have enough men. What is there, a different design? What are we, a beehive? We got the drone men. We got the worker men. We got the ones that got to knock up the queen. No, they're just guys. They're guys you pay $15 an hour to. Send them to the port. That's all. We don't have this guy? Yeah, we got. Oh, here's the problem. We have a gluttony of guys that hand out chicken-ass tickets. We got too many of those guys. We didn't get enough port guys. Oh, we got a whole bunch of guys hand out chicken-ass tickets at the beach. But we didn't get enough guys who check for terrorists. We got too many. We got too many of the parking enforcement guys. We didn't get enough terrorist guys. Oh, what are we going to do? I guess we were start hatching. Where's the nest? Who do we got? Where do we got to hatch more of the guys who stop actual crime? Where are those guys? Why don't you just take the chicken ass guys and convert them? Can we do that? Was it a different guy? It's the same guy. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I don't know why we do this. Like, we don't have enough. You got plenty. We got too much of this guy. I'll put some of those guys over there. Swear to Christ, if these guys ran a football team, there'd be 11 quarterbacks. And go,
no linemen.
There's no line. We don't have. Get some of the other guys to block, you idiots. Jesus Christ. Everyone just sits back idly and just, well, they don't have enough guys. Meanwhile, I'm surrounded by guys driving parking enforcement Chevettes. Oh, we don't have enough. Listen, here's the whole thing. These guys, you just train them. Ooh, I had an idea today, too, Drew. We got to take a break, man, do I got an idea.
All right, we get back.
This is going to be controversial.
Unlike the other things you've been saying.
This is going to be controversial. Okay, all right. Be prepared for controversy when we come back, everybody.
Does it involve color or sex?
It involves animals. It involves religion. It involves ethnicity. It's going to be a disaster. Oh, this may be the last thing I say on the air.
Can't wait.
Cal Blue here from Princess Diary, everybody. Tomorrow, take your kids. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Callum Blue here tonight.
Hello.
Starring in The Princess Diaries, the sequel, number 2.
And Dead Like Me.
And Dead Like Me, which is it was confusing because it says show times, which is confusing here.
There's no S.
Showtime, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now. My very controversial stance. Sunday night's 10 o'clock, by the way.
I've been waiting with bated breath.
Here it is. I've spoken in the past about my venereal sniffing dogs.
Yes. Clue Callum in on that.
Well, we have dogs. We train them to sniff anything out. Cocaine, marijuana, explosives at
the
airport.
I've been attacked by one at the airport.
Have you?
Yeah.
Backyard fruit. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Okay. But not emotionally.
No.
Well, Drew, hug him, please, while I continue. The point is we can teach these dogs to sniff. If we can teach them the difference between gunpowder and cocaine, we can teach them how to sniff out a venereal disease on a woman. Because God knows everything's got their own smell, and especially venereal disease.
Have you smelled venereal disease? I'm sorry.
Well,
have you smelled that?
Dog's good.
Why can't we?
Well, why can't we find explosives that are duct taped in saran wrap and put in a piece of Samsonite?
That's true. They have really sensitive sniffing.
10,000
Yeah. Makes you wonder why they smell each other's asses. But Drew's hypothesized that it just smells like pizza to them.
It comes around the other side because it starts smelling like lilac. It's so powerful that it's just completely wonderful.
All right. Put me off my pizza now.
So here's the point. Here's my point. I start thinking, okay, now. I was hearing about this big problem. Listen, talk radio today. They're thinking a lot of Al-Qaeda people are going to be coming over from Mexico because the borders are so porous here in Arizona and Texas and California. Mm-hmm. That's another thing, by the way. We talk about security in this country. We've done nothing to beef up the borders since 9/11, which is, again, one of these things. Again, if someone was smoking and came over the border,
find that.
SWAT team would drop down on him.
Black guy, helicopters and black.
They'd be prosecuted full of the law. But if you just want to come to this country undocumented, that's fine. So now they're worried that a lot of these Al-Qaeda guys are going to come over with Mexican surnames and pose as Mexican citizens who are sneaking in here and being left alone and get the paperwork and stuff. And I thought to myself, they're kind of dark-skinned people. And I guess if they did it upright, got in the right garb, they might be able to pass themselves off.
It's okay.
And then I thought, what about my dogs?
Oh, yeah, your dogs could tell the difference.
What if my dogs could tell the difference? And I wonder if you just trained them. Like, what if you took a dog that could do the airport security and you took, like, 100 Mexican guys over here and 100 guys from Turkey over there? Lord knows I can tell the difference, I think. The point is, you got the dogs used to the Al-Qaeda guys. You bring them down to Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
You get them used to that. Then you bring them down to Alvera Street or anywhere in Los Angeles. Right? And you get them used to that, right?
Yeah.
You get them trained.
Yeah.
Then when the guys are posing and the guy, Juan Hernandez is what the paperwork says, let the dog get a whiff. See what the dog says. Do you think there's a difference in people that way?
Probably.
Yeah, now that
yes, there is, because they eat different spices and oil.
Yeah, but even when the diet evens out, the hereditary, the whatever, right? Glands, whatever, millions of years in a certain region of the world, in a certain climate, whatever, certain terrain. Don't you think?
Yeah, I would think.
All right.
Great idea.
Kind of a layup for a dog,
that's
right?
That's genius.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what I do. I drive around all day. I get my dog smelling ethnicities.
Then there can be no complaints about profiling.
We give, we do. We get it. We get like a Polack in there. You know, we mix it up. We ham do it.
Was that your controversial moment?
It wasn't as controversial as you thought, was it?
No, a bit disappointed.
I'm sorry, but strong.
But strong.
A little
and
less
a really
in the controversy
idea.
Department, but a little more impressive than you thought.
Yeah, it really was.
I'm going to tell you during the commercial break about my attack crows.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and I'll tell you, that's going to be it for us. You're going to go through the roof. I'm going to train crows to be attacked.
Genius.
To attack crows.
Crows are so smart.
We're going to get into this. I'm going to talk Cam off.
A crow attacked me in my pram when I was 5.
Really? You've been attacked by all of my ideas.
In his
pram. Or maybe it was a magpie.
His pram.
His pram?
Perambulator.
Is that your sack?
What do you call it?
No, it's not a sack. All right. I don't know what he means, his pram.
What do you call it?
Stroller.
His what?
Stroller.
Stroller.
Buggy.
I call it a pram. All
buggy.
Right. All right. Let's take a break. Pram. What's up? Kellen Blue here tonight. Princess Diaries 2. We'll take a quick break. Be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Callum Blue here tonight.
Hey, you guys work late, huh?
The Princess Diary is the name of the movie. Yeah.
Yes, how does that affect your sex life?
No, I go home. I beat off. It's fine. It's no problem. Drew, how about you? You able to beat off?
I have to wait for the weekends.
The great thing is, though, you don't have to look good for radio, do you?
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
I came in with, like, greasy hair and, not shave, and it was great because, you know, normally you have to kind of make an effort.
We normally wear pajamas, really. We're both dressed up tonight.
Oh, hold on a second. I'm wearing...
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty low rent.
You've got moccasins on.
These things are a disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're moccasins.
You should
not
know,
even real.
For you look dressed up tonight.
Oh, yeah, because I'm wearing a shirt. I usually come in here in just underpants during the summer and duct tape around my feet so I don't cut it when I walk through the parking lot. Talking to Callum about my attack crows during the break.
I think it's a genius idea.
Thank you. They're mean and they're smart. We could easily train them.
I told you I got attacked by one.
Yeah.
And they're evil. They're the devil's spawn.
They are.
Uh-huh.
All good devil movies have a crow. They never
the
have
omen.
A, they never have a macaw.
The crow.
The crow. They never have a macaw.
Yeah.
Or a budgerigar. Right.
Yeah.
What? You guys don't know what budgerigars are, do you? They're the cute little
parakeets.
Yeah, parakeets.
Oh, the see
budgerigars.
The differences between Americans and English.
And what do you guys call a stroller?
A pram.
Pram.
That's so gay, isn't it? Pram.
Pram
the gayest word ever.
Is gay. Yeah. Stroller ain't
stroller
any great shakes
butcher.
Either, but it is butcher.
It's butcher.
Stroller sounds like something you could put paint on with.
Yeah.
Whereas a pram sounds like. Yeah, it's really butt plug is what it sounds like. Used. When a butt plug, after a butt plug's been used, it becomes a pram.
Pram.
Hey,
excuse me, I sat in a pram when I was a kid.
Sat on a pram? Oh, my God.
Is this a butt plug or a pram? I don't know. Oh, yeah, pram. Definitely pram. Definitely pram.
Hey, you sold me a pram.
It was in the used bin.
It was in the butt plug brand.
All right. All right, come on, let's focus now.
Come on,
let's get it together
now.
Have
you got people to help?
Yes,
we got people to help.
Come on, let's
go. So what are you doing then?
We're helping.
Cal, I blame you.
We're helping. We blame you, Cal.
Sorry.
Normally, the show's all calls.
Oh,
seriously.
I've never spoken about driving or my attack crows or my drug-sniffing dogs or my new ethnicity-sniffing dogs. Wow.
What's up, Renita?
That's heavy.
Hi, Adam. Hi, Dr. Drew.
What's happening, Renita? You're 22.
Hi. At the end of June, I came down with some flu-like symptoms, and my right leg swelled. It started to swell really badly.
Oh.
I went to the doctor.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Oh. You got two of them going off.
Oh, my God.
this is some sort of an award-winning.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, why didn't we hear it again?
Because it's going to be 30 seconds before you hear them.
Oh, and then we're going to hear them back-to-back?
Yes.
All right. Hold on. What we heard, Renita, we heard her smoke alarm. When it has, the battery gets low on it.
They chirp.
They chirp every 30 seconds.
You'll hear it again in a second.
Now, we heard a 1-2 within about 3 seconds.
And one sounded off in the distance.
Which means two smoke alarms with batteries that are low.
Here we go. Shh.
No.
Shh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Shh. Let's wait for a couple seconds.
Oh, goddamn this thing. No, say something, Renita. So the mic went off. We have this thing where if there's no sound coming across, the mics go off.
I got to kill myself.
Renita?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead and ask your question.
Okay.
But now we don't know when this...
We will, because it's going to be at 35, just as long as she talks. Okay. Renita, what's the question?
Go ahead.
Okay, it starts to swell. I went to my doctor, and he told me I had cellulitis.
Uh-huh.
And he put me on Cipro, but it just got worse. And I was admitted into the hospital. I was there for a week, and they had me on a drip.
Did they do an ultrasound of your leg to make sure it's not a blood clot?
Yeah, they did that. They just said my lymph nodes were swollen.
Right.
And they put me on... something else, another
antibiotic.
Antibiotic. They told me my question basically
hear that?
Is hello.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, see? Two.
Yeah, that's two. She got two. We've never had this before.
This is
I am so excited. That went off at 53 and they went off at like 58.
No, 04.
No, it wasn't that long.
Yes, yes. Watch. It was much longer than I thought. Well, maybe it's...
And why are we at 53 and at 58 when it should be? These things are slower.
One's different.
No, I know one's different, but they're both... All right, just keep talking.
She's got a swollen leg.
What's the question?
Okay. So anyways, basically they told me that it was probably due to circulation being cut off in my leg.
Yeah.
I don't know much about the disease. What happened was I got these horrible flu-like symptoms.
Yeah, well, that's just because you had an infection.
Okay. Uh-huh. I thought I had gotten bit by a mosquito. Something like this happened last year.
Two, see?
Just like 5 seconds.
Yeah, like 7 seconds.
All right, sorry.
Well, you're not taking her swollen leg very seriously.
No, I know. But Renita, you have two smoke alarms that both need batteries and are chirping every 30 seconds about 8 seconds apart from each other.
Is this your bedroom you're in right now?
I'm in the basement.
Basement?
Oh, in the basement. And... We're probably hearing the one from upstairs.
From the kitchen or something.
From the kitchen. How long have these smoke detectors been going off like this?
They never go off.
Oh.
No, not go off, but chirp. Yes, to let you know the battery's low.
Oh, I thought we had an alarm system that wasn't activated. I thought that was that. I didn't know it was a smoke detector.
That chirping sound that
coming from the round thing on the ceiling?
The round white little device there?
Yeah, I know what that is. I didn't know that's what it was.
I'll go up and stand under it.
Bless Renita for having good spirit about this.
Must be nice.
So put batteries in it, okay.
That's a good plan. 9 volts.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You can test them by putting on your tongue. If you're a girl, you can actually put it other parts. Yeah. All right, so what should she do, Drew?
She should change the battery on the smoke. Where is the other one?
I don't care about the smoke detector anymore. I'm here to help the kids.
Wait, what is the question you have, Renita, about this?
Okay, my doctor told me I'm overweight.
Yeah.
And he told me the best thing for me to do was to lose the weight. And I asked, would I still have these symptoms years later?
No. Look, here's the deal.
I'm talking about the swelling.
All right. Well, the swelling is the reason you're getting the infections.
Okay.
When you have edema in your legs, the bacteria get in through the skin, and it's almost impossible to get the cellulitis cleared up until the edema is completely gone.
Why does the bacteria get in through the skin?
It's just the lymphatics don't work right. There's breaks in the skin. The normal immunity just does not function normally when the skin is
while
like
I was
that.
In the hospital, I had a growth coming out the side of my ankle. And
well, all right. Look, the fact is you're very overweight, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and until that weight is off, you're going to have a problem with the edema. As long as you have trouble with the edema, you're going to keep getting infections.
How's she supposed to get to the smoke alarm if she's that overweight?
I can run.
You can run? I mean, what if there's a fire?
That's what she's saying.
You're going to get wedged in the door.
I'd jump out the window.
Oh, you could jump out the window. Better hope you don't land on someone. Push them into the ground. Try them in like a pylon. How much you weigh?
I'm at about 300 pounds.
About 300. How tall are you?
5'7".
All right. You're a black woman?
Yes.
Not going to be sexy on a black woman. White woman don't stand a chance. Not with that. Black woman, actually, it's like,
Bootsy is always sexy.
Big boobs. All right, here's the thing. You're 22, baby doll. We got to lose the weight.
It's becoming a medical problem now.
Let's go. Let's lose that weight.
You're going to get diabetes, hypertension. You're going to get liver disease. It's going to be a mess.
They're going to amputate something, and you're going to be 30.
That's another thing. That's what mostly got me scared because I'm really ready to lose the weight, but this doesn't go away, does it?
What?
If you were to lose the weight.
Yes, it does. That's my point. If you get the swelling under control, the infection will not recur.
Okay. Because
unless it's in the bone now, which I doubt it is.
So how are you in yourself? Are you confident? Are you kind of...
I guess
do you like yourself, you know?
I guess I'm normal. I just have a problem with people, you know. The way it's all right with me, but when it comes
sounds
to my health,
fantastic.
When it comes to my health, that's when I'm ready to lose the weight.
That's what you sound like. You're really confident and kind of, you know, secure within yourself. Just when it comes to medical problems, I think that's the time to kind of
have my leg cut off.
No, definitely not, man. I mean, you can be wherever you want to be.
Unfortunately, that's just the least of a long list of problems that are going to begin developing. Obesity can be a real serious problem. Diabetes is in your future.
Start losing
weight. It's a bad
thing.
Yes,
please.
You can do it.
You're beautiful the way you are.
However.
That's what society says. However, we're going to chop your legs off in 6 months. So lose the weight. All right. And here's the other thing, too. The smoke detector on the ceiling. That's where the trouble comes. I realize.
It needs to be lower, right?
I've had a light bulb out in my garage door opener for the last month.
Yeah.
Once in a while, I don't do things just to see, just to amuse
yourself,
myself, see how long my wife will ignore it. And I realize...
Infinity.
Oh, listen.
Asymptotic.
It's like waiting for your dog to pick up around the house.
Yeah.
Like, it can go for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
It's never going to stop doing it. My wife is unlimited ability to ignore things.
Yeah.
And I realize chicks can't get the stuff, and they don't know the whole get-on-the-ladder stuff. They don't do the get-on-the-ladder stuff.
Right.
They do the stripper pole, ironically, then go right up that pole. Scamper up that pole. Maybe we need a pole. You know what we need for women?
Not a ladder, a pole.
A pole to move around?
Instead of an 8-foot ladder, you just put an 8-foot, not an A-frame ladder. Just a pole, nice round base on it.
Perfect.
Just slide it in. You know, it could be telescoping, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just 4 foot, slide it up. Honey, change the battery. But they're obliged to try. That's what I'm saying. The ladders, they think is off limits. And smoke detectors are on the ceiling. Chicks can't reach them, and because they can't reach them, and they're not sure as hell not going to get a ladder out.
It ain't
never going to happen. Light bulb goes up. No, can't do it. I don't know what's a woman who lives alone do. Do you
wait till you get a boyfriend?
Do you understand that we have a condo and we rent it out?
You and your wife.
Yeah, and there's a chick. No, me and my lover.
I'm just saying for the sake of the audience.
Thank you. That's good radio, Drew.
Thank you.
Now stop.
We get paid the same. Can you imagine that?
Oh, don't get me started.
Go ahead, Drew.
You're never even here.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the point.
Yeah.
You show up once a week to shill your book, and then that's it.
That's
you hit the road again for Upjohn or whatever man you're dancing for. Here's the thing. We got a chick renting the condo. And she calls the other day. What's up? The battery's out in the smoke detector. Yeah,
she called you for that.
Gotta come on out.
Could you do it?
Of course.
It's like changing a flashlight.
You snap the stupid thing off and put the stupid 9-volt battery on it.
I'm an actor. You don't need to. You know.
Sorry.
You don't need to be nasty about it.
Sorry.
I don't know how to do that.
You've not done it. Well, in England, I bet you guys don't have them.
You call them
diggery doos.
No, they don't have them. They have them if they wish to have them.
Yes, that's not a law.
Right.
Because they're adults over there.
Right.
But here's the thing. She got on the horn. Yeah, come on down. Change the battery.
Did you start yelling at her?
I can't handle it anymore. But the point is we got to take smoke detectors. We got to put them lower.
Yeah.
Because chicks can't get to them.
Mm.
And big chicks especially can't get to them.
Mm.
All right.
Might hurt herself.
Oh, yeah. All right.
No, she's got swollen legs as it is. She doesn't want a swollen head as well.
Yeah.
Right. She'd come off that ladder. She'd go right through the subfloor and into the basement. Poof. Martha?
Martha is a fat chick name.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Martha, you're 22. Huh? She hung up. Never heard the dueling smoke detectors before.
No, that was a first.
That was a first.
Good, yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
That's two smoke detectors going off within 7 or 8 seconds of each other every 30 seconds. You're living in that house and...
Doesn't register.
You know, my crows would take care of that. Melissa?
Yes?
I'm telling you that would drive a reptile insane.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Telling you, if you had a snake under a heat lamp, it would kill itself by eating its own tail.
Yes.
If you had it in the room where that thing went off.
Yeah, I know.
How can a human do that?
You'd have to not like snakes, I guess.
All right, hold on a second. Let's write that down.
What does that mean?
Like snakes.
That's what we call concrete thinking.
Did she say snakes?
Yeah, snakes.
Okay. So you're saying I shouldn't take my boa constrictor and put it in the room filled with smoke detectors that are chirping?
Oh, God. I'm sorry. My 3-year-old was talking to me at the same time I
interested. All right. Sorry there, baby doll. What's happening?
That's not a good idea.
All right.
I don't think that's good.
You would change your smoke detector battery, right?
Probably, yeah.
All right. Have you ever been on a ladder?
Yes, I have. And actually, I was going to make a comment about that. I was going to say, Adam, I climb the ladder.
You do?
Yes, I do.
To do what? Clean out the gutters? What do you do up there?
Whatever needs to be done.
And you wouldn't be more comfortable on a pole?
No, actually, I'm not. But all
right. Okay.
I'm still going ahead with this idea.
And your question.
Okay, my question is... Well, let's see here. First off, when I was younger, I had a sexual appetite, but now I don't.
3-year-old just vomited.
And it's a psychological thing. I know this.
Why is it psychological?
Because in order for me to be interested in sex, it always had to be like very exciting and new and. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's more of a... I'm not saying that's not necessarily... I mean, that could have a psychological basis, but perhaps it's just the case that just further evidence that your biological drive was always kind of low, and that's why you needed that kind of excitement.
Maybe that's it.
Are you telling me that, you're a trauma survivor? You have some kind of abuse?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought that's possible. Maybe it's some sort of selective memory thing. I'm not sure.
All right, well, let's forget about postulating things. So what's happening now?
Well, my husband wants to have sex all the time, continuously, for the...
Does that shut you down even further?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a...
I just want to go in the other room, so...
Yeah, vicious cycle.
And you have a 3-year-old, only one child?
3-year-old and a 7-month-old.
Okay, well, first of all, having a child under the age of 1, it's almost impossible to have sex. I mean, that's so stressful, and particularly for a woman, it's sucking your soul right out of you. Are you breastfeeding now?
Actually, this guy weaned himself early, but the one I did for...
I'm asking because that can further shut down your sex drive.
It can.
Are you menstruating normally?
Not yet.
Okay, so you haven't even started your normal cycling. You need to see...
She's off balance.
Look,
right?
You need to see a doctor about the hormonal situation.
Okay.
If you get back cycling, if the estrogen comes back into your system, progesterone cycle starts developing normally.
Even before, I didn't really have a sex...
No, I understand that it was low and you needed a lot of excitement, but right now you've got the stress of being a mother, the stress of young children, and the biological changes of pregnancy, which can be profound. It is very common for women to have
a
marked drop.
My husband doesn't understand that at all.
First of all, you clearly don't understand it either, so how can it's hard for him to understand something that you're blaming on all sorts of spurious things. The fact is, it's very common for there to be a big drop in sex drive because of biological changes of pregnancy. Sometimes a maneuver simply is going on the birth control pill can bring it back. And there also can be depressions in that first year.
If you're angry at your husband...
Well, you get angry because he's honor, and she feels objectified.
Well, what else? Are you angry with him for anything else?
I guess that's a possibility. We had a little bit of a rough time.
What happened?
Before... What happened?
Did he cheat?
No, the opposite, actually.
Ah.
What's the opposite of cheating?
He did not cheat.
He did not cheat, yes.
No, she cheated.
I did.
You did.
She cheated.
Yeah,
you know what? I'm smelling alcoholic.
I farted.
No, it's her.
I drank some red wine.
It's her.
I was sorry.
Did you ever have a stint with drugs and alcohol?
Yes.
Yeah, ooh. I could just smell it.
You
know,
like
it.
One of my ethnicity sniffing dogs.
So you cheated because that's where you found the excitement.
No. This is
crap on our guest point.
Yes. The point is, point is absolutely correct, and that's what alcoholics addicts do. Is that they need a lot of.
Don't negate their points.
Listen, I was just behaving like one of the callers. No. The answer, the correct is yes. You're exactly right.
Thank
that the arousal is what alcoholic addicts go for.
Vindication, buddy.
Yeah, and so Melissa. You've got some other stuff going on here. So definitely. There may have been some trauma. You've got a substance history, and that's still active. You're not in recovery now. You've got ambivalent feelings about your relationships. There's biological changes. A lot going on here.
Stop pooping out the kids, A number one. And who'd you cheat with, by the way?
It was someone I had a very long history with.
Total sociopath problems. And he's a dangerous guy, right?
Stay away from this guy.
I guess you could call him that.
Yeah. Right. You're good.
Yeah. Stay away from this guy.
Definitely.
Stop punishing your husband. Go to the doctor and get a little therapy. Because here's the thing. You're going to screw your kids up.
Yes, a little mental health stuff here. A little focus.
And it sounds like your husband's very, very kind of... you know, he's being patient with you and he's understanding. Mm-hmm. So don't be too hard on him as well,
I don't know. She chose him, I worry. Yeah, on the other hand, he may not be exciting enough for her, and that's what makes him a good guy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So here's the thing, everybody. If you're impaired, you're going to screw your kids up. You really are. And people separate that all the time. We talk to these idiots all night where it's like, well, I do a little math. I got a little problem with impulse, containing my impulses. I got some rage problems. I was molested. I'm an alcoholic, but I'm a great mother. I'm a great parent.
And I'm 14.
Yeah, it's really like saying, you know, I got a problem with booze. I got a problem with cocaine. I don't read maps well, and I'm not good at math, but I'm a great pilot. Don't ever question me. Yeah. I'm a fantastic pilot, and all my passengers couldn't be any safer.
So take responsibility.
Like, yeah, it's like, no, you're not. And yeah, just because your kid doesn't actually do a bump of coke with you when you're doing it doesn't mean, and just because a kid doesn't consciously know what you're doing,
here it is.
They feel it. It's worse.
Just because you hang in with your children and don't abandon the way your parents did, and just because you love your kids, just because you love your kids and you felt unloved by your parents. That's not even starting to be a parent. That's not the beginning of parenting yet. That's being a human, being reasonable, but not being a good parent.
Yeah, and if you're angry and you're having there's a bunch of weird energy between you and the old man, and the kids pick right up on that. So please get a little therapy on behalf of the kids.
It's weird. When I'm talking to an alcoholic, I just know it. I just feel it in my toes.
Yeah, well, Drew knows.
That's weird.
You're as good as one of my dogs.
Really? Maybe I smell it. Maybe I just don't realize it.
Dogs, really? Do we think they could sniff ethnicity out?
Who was my son was telling me that the dog could, you know, sharks could smell blood. If they were in Los Angeles, they could smell the blood from Nevada. I thought, really? Wow.
I know you hear.
Well, she's in Portland. I smell alcoholic from Portland.
You hear about that stuff every once in a while where it's like, you put one drop of blood within a 10 mile radius shark of a shark can sniff it, one part in 10 billion parts of water, something like that. And you think to yourself, okay, I can't question that, but I swear to God it's not true. If I had a shark, I would disprove that theory. I got to get a shark.
Right.
I know my shark wouldn't turn around if I put a little eye drop
of blood
in there.
The shark can join your crows and your dogs.
You'd be like Aquaman, except you'll be like
and Delta, and I'll be everything,
Bird,
man.
Aquaman.
Yeah, land and sea man, amphibia man, crows by land, sharks by sea. Oh, it'd be great.
Canine.
Yeah.
Crow.
Yeah.
Aquaman.
Yeah. I see myself. I can see it now. I'm standing in about 3 foot of water. I got the shark there petting its dorsal fin. My crows are on my shoulders. I got my Labrador circling us.
Perfect.
Amphibia man. Yeah. This is strong. Sharks out sniffing blood. Crows out jumping on guys that have taken hostages and protecting moi. It's huge.
And they're all running the border.
Dogs at the border. Dogs sniff out the ethnicities, and the crows go and get them. And then they drag them into the Rio Grande, and the sharks get them, because I got freshwater ones still. This is going to be huge. I got to go. This is bigger than the show. I'm wasting my time with this show. Do you realize that?
In terms of human history, I think you're right.
Yeah, what if, like, Thomas Edison did a talk show where he just sat around and talked to spaz-out teenagers all night? Would you tell him? No, Thomas, get to the lab, buddy. Society needs you.
No, I'd say, hey, stay here. Stay relaxed.
Would you?
No.
Yeah, you'd want Thomas in the lab.
Yeah.
I got to go to the lab.
Okay.
That's it. I'm going to the lab. I'm going.
If the job is available, I'm available,
you'll
too.
You'll take this one?
I'm out of work.
You like this?
I'm out of work. If he's got his sharks and his crows, I'll
You like this job?
I like this job.
Oh, this job. I thought you'd go to the lab with me.
No, he wasn't talking on the radio. He likes the idea of talking on the radio every night.
But I'm going to need a Watson type.
Oh, I'll be that.
Because I need that British accent. Where you offer me tea, like, well, it's late, it's very late.
And only if you call the crow the raven, not crow.
Okay, call him raven. You come down to the lab, you offer me tea, and then ask if you can have a Christmas off, and I start screaming at you. Huh?
Wait, is that Scrooge?
Yeah, that's
Scrooge.
Is the Christmas story?
Well, I like to mix up. I'm a workaholic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm down in the lab. Yeah.
Counting your money.
I tell you, can go home. It's late. Get some sleep. All right, let's take a little break. Callum Blue, my Watson, here tonight. Well, The Princess Diaries 2, by the way. Drew's going to see it tomorrow because it's out tomorrow. Take a quick break. Be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Callum Blue here tonight from The Princess Diaries 2.
And
Dead Like Me.
Let's let Callum finish that thought. Say it again.
Showtime, by the way. 10 o'clock. Showtimes.
Princess Diaries 2.
Oh, slug somebody. Go ahead. Finish your thought. We're talking off the air.
About how crappy this country is.
Well, how crappy it's becoming.
Yes.
And if you go, we'll get to Callum's thought in a second. If you go to Europe, you'll realize how much freer they are. And everyone talks about freedom over there. It's like, well, they're not uptight. They can take their tops off at the beach. I don't care about that kind of freedom, although it's a good thing. Mm. It's freedom to walk down the street with a beer in your hand if you're not bashing someone over the head with the bottle. It's the freedom to smoke a cigarette in an outdoor cafe without having some puss complain about it. It's essentially you get to be an adult. Callum said something earlier. It's like you're in school here. It's like remember in school you'd walk down the hall and someone would stop you? Where are you going?
Yeah.
Well, let's see that pass. What are you doing? Shouldn't you be over here? That's what this country is turning into. There's nothing you can do. You can't put a fence up on your house without getting a permit, and then the guy's got to come out. And he's telling he's got to, there's a setback rule, and it can only be such a height. You can't do anything anymore.
So but this is also my favorite thing about this country as well, that I think in England especially, you've got a whole class system, right? And you are kept in your class. Now, over here, for me, being a lower class person in England has all these opportunities. I can play a prince in a movie, even with my accent. I can be whoever I want to be. Now, that has a negative effect as well sometimes, that you get this kind of belief that anybody can be somebody over here. So you go to the airport and you've got these people where the power has gone completely to their heads.
Yes.
They're sneering at you. They're kind of, you know, and they believe that they can kind of be like this.
Right.
Because you've been brought up like this country.
Well, I think it's called entitlement. And
yeah.
We have it in spades out here. And everyone thinks they're important. And everyone thinks somehow that they deserve everything. And I come from a whole group of these people. It's like every single American, health care is not a privilege. It's a right. Every single American should have top-notch access to the best health care. Well, yeah, you got to pay some taxes, though. You don't just get stuff. You got to put something in. And by the way, the people screaming the loudest are the people who put the least in and are most angry about, most resentful at those who put the most in. Kiss my ass, by the way.
You also have the worst waiters in the world because they believe that they should be
something
waited,
else.
Waited on.
Yeah. Well, waited on.
That's Los Angeles, though. You get nice people, but here you get hot chicks and actors and stuff. And by the way, think about a 21-year-old hot chick. Go fetch my grub. not really. She can physically do it, but it's tough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got everybody in Los Angeles is an actor, wants to be doing. Everyone in Los Angeles wants to do something else, and if you want to do something else, it's going to make you bad at what you're currently doing.
Don't do it.
Oh, whatever you do, if you're going to do it, just do it.
Don't get paid.
Do it well.
Yeah.
Do it well. Even if you're cleaning toilets, clean the toilets well. Take some pride in your job.
That's right. Chris, do you hear this? Now, get me some goddamn coffee.
All right. And do it well.
And do it well.
And don't spit in it.
And don't blow that snot rocket like it did last time. Don't think I don't know what you do to my coffee.
I saw him just.
I'll take some calls.
If he had more time, there'd be something else in there, Drew.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, back to the Duke again. Here we go. You got
I'm not
that?
Not talking
Duke?
About Duke. Okay. Some a little extra cream.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Richard, 22.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you,
Richard.
Yes.
You're 22.
Yes.
What's happening?
A couple of times I try to have sex with my girlfriend. You know, sex with her.
Anal sex?
Yeah. I tried lubrications and stuff, mm-hmm. and it always hurts. Or, I mean, like, when I try to do it.
Duh.
Like, wondering, all right. like, what positions or how I could make it easier.
You know, Adam, we've been talking about the diversity of the American culture here. I wonder if we should introduce Colum to a chief running bear. And mm-hmm. we could talk to Richard about the vagaries of anal sex, perhaps. I translate.
Yeah, because he only speaks Iroquois. It's
Navajo American, Iroquois. Yeah.
Yeah, it's American Indian.
Yeah.
You want
Should
me to get him?
Him? Yeah,
he's not been here for a while.
That's what I'm saying. Well, for Callum, he needs to be exposed to the Native American.
All
since
right.
he's been complaining about what's happened to this country. Let's give the original...
All right.
Well, Aboriginals.
He's out in the hall.
Okay, go get him.
He's a guy
talking
about.
He's a guy. He's an Indian guy. He's a gynecologist, and he's you know he's a very useful source of information. He got Richard wants to know about women and anal sex, so we.
I could answer the question.
Chief Running Bear.
Chief Running Bear, come
in. Well, you can help that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you can chime in, but get Chief Running Bear.
Let me go get him.
When you're going to get there, I'll tell you what position is best.
Well, I want Running Bear to hear this too, so because he kind of he understands English, but he here he is right now. In fact, he doesn't speak it very well. He only speaks not. Yeah, so here he is.
This
is don't stare.
No,
don't stare. He gets a little nervous. Chris, more coffee, Chris, please. He's saying a prayer. Saying a prayer over the studio. Provided you get the coffee, Chris. You know what happens if you don't get the coffee? Okay. There we go. I told you. So, Chief,
yes,
we have a caller, Richard. He's 22. He has a question about his girlfriend.
Why? Hey,
go ahead and ask the question again, Richard.
Yeah, so I was wondering, how is it easier for my girlfriend to have anal sex, like a better position or
better position? Do you mean putting your penis in her hiney?
Yeah.
As God above shines upon us, the God of the sunlight, why would you want to put your penis where the sun don't shine?
Just to try something new.
Yeah, Chief, it's okay. I'm sorry. Chief says he's just offering you a prayer, and he says, well, what's wrong with just plain old sex?
Well, plain old sex is good.
Hang on a second. Coffee, please. Let's stir it up. No snot rockets. He heard about Mr. Krull's snot rockets. Yeah, Krull told him out in the hall. Extra Splenda. Okay. No Cremora. Milk only. Okay, Richard, you're not having sex with anybody, according to the chief. Okay. Chief is right. You're right. You are a genius, Chief. Forget him. So anyway,
on the side, it's more relaxed. On the side,
the Chief. This is Colum Blues, an actor, American actor, British actor, in an American film called
Chief. Would you like to demonstrate?
He said, "Don't touch his anus."
Sorry, I thought you were.
Or God's will strike you down. And he's saying a prayer every night. And your movie, he wishes it. You put a curse on the movie. Yes, curse on the movie. That's a good thing. Okay, but Chief, Callum offers his opinion, and he believes that, I don't know how he believes this, but he comes to this opinion, that lying on one side might be a better way to engage in anal sex.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and maze holding. Why?
In his culture, they call it maze.
Maze holding.
Maze holding, keystring the maze. Keystring the maze. Keystring the maze. Thank you, Chief. Thank you. We appreciate
it. Bye, Chief.
Thank you. Nice job. Thank you very much.
Very nice to meet you.
Yes, thank you. And come visit him.
Maze hole.
Hello? Yeah, he did. Chief was very helpful.
Was he good?
Yeah. He nailed a bogus call.
Yeah, bring him in here more often. I had a chance to...
I think Chief has had some experience in that matter.
Well, I don't know about Chief, but Callum was coming up with all kinds of stuff about anal sex. He scared me a little bit.
What'd he say?
On the side, it's more relaxed.
It's more relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, you do it in the sort of from behind, like the doggy position.
From behind. What other ways there to do it?
Well, when I...
No, please. No, Callum, no. Callum, it's
Callum's
okay.
on the
Is
floor.
That, well, your family was on the floor.
Mom was in the next room.
Yeah, your mom was looking
at the
window.
That was the position.
Almost fetal.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you very much. Feature.
Right.
But yes, true.
You're the receptive partner.
Am I the receptive
partner? Well, you're taking the position of the receptive partner. Yes.
Oh, shh.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Please. Mom's going to. Mom just
had a stroke.
Just hanged herself in the next room. I just see her feet swinging.
Can you see
in
her
glass.
Face? Look, she's nuts.
I don't see her feet. I don't see her face. I just see her feet swinging through the glass. Drew, go cut her down.
Oh, okay. Call no, I was playing the part. I'm an actor. I was playing the part of the woman.
Of the receptive partner.
Right.
Of the receptive
right.
partner.
Yeah, so fine. Okay. Yes. Good. No, and
condom,
that's a good tip.
It's a condom. It's a great way to get STDs. And there you go.
All right. Let's take a break.
Yeah. That chief wore me out a little bit.
Areola stick out an inch, by the way. Oh, that's Mike? Ugh.
Oof.
I could take a shower now. It was all turned on, and then it's like Mike from Riverside. Derek? Yeah? Girlfriend get burning sensation? Yeah?
Yeah.
Take that one, yeah.
That burning sensation when that chief running bear hits you with a flaming arrow. You ever shot a flaming arrow at you, Drew? Huh?
He has not hit me with one yet, thank God.
Let me tell you.
He scares me a little bit, though.
Ironically, I see chief running bear hanging out at Arrow. 93, the
ironic,
classic station down there.
Ironic.
Yeah, he saw it was called Arrow, and he showed up. The tomahawk. Those could be like, thought they're, you know, they're on the warpath or something.
Of course.
Didn't know they were just playing crappy Jethro Tull songs. It's confused. All right. Let's take a little break. Huh?
Yeah, here we go.
Count Blue here tonight. The Princess Diaries. Did you get the coffee for Chief?
Okay. Yeah, he did. He did.
Oh, did
Chief,
he?
Yeah.
Okay, because he always
he's hawking up first.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Callum Blue in here tonight from The Princess Diaries 2, out tomorrow, and also Dead Like Me on Showtime, Sundays, 10 o'clock. Just talking about the school system in England. Drew was bringing up, and Callum was confirming that Eton, did you
Eton
say?
Eton College.
Eton College. College. They don't have, they wear tails and white gloves and like top hats.
They really look gay.
Right. I was in Eton because the castle's right above Eton. What's the Windsor Castle? Windsor Castle is right above, isn't it?
Yes, Windsor Castle.
Right there. Yeah, Eton's right at the base of Windsor. And you go through, I was driving through, all these teenagers in tails and white gloves. Like, what is a wedding? What the hell's going on here? Oh, no, that's how they dress every day.
Wow.
That's how they dress all day.
It makes you behave, I think, when you're wearing white gloves.
No, it makes you get into spanking.
Oh, really?
And bestiality.
Ooh. Bestiality. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's like, you know, you're trying to hide everything that you are through these
you're
stiff collars.
It.
And you're repressing it so it comes out in secret, you know, secret and in the bedroom. They whip each other and stuff.
Ooh. But what's the, you know, here... We just wear football jerseys and huge hubcap-sized medallions and just pump Jay-Z into everything, and people just beat the crap out of each other. Like, here we don't contain our impulses enough.
Aggression is overt.
Yes.
Aggression is...
There's got to be a happy balance.
A balance, yeah.
Yeah. Like, maybe a uniform, but
Norway.
Casual.
Norway? Yeah.
All right. Let's go, fellas.
Yeah. Oslo. That's where we're going.
Derek?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend gets a burning sensation when she's when you use condoms?
Yeah, we've been going out for a couple months, and then she was a virgin, and I took her virginity, and I've been using condoms. And, like, she says that it starts burning when,
and
like, we're having sex, and, like, even afterwards.
All right.
Like, when she goes to the bathroom, she says it burns, too.
We're hip. And
well.
Do you ever have sex without a condom?
No.
All right. So we don't know if merely the sexual activity causes the irritation or if perhaps it's the condom itself.
Normally it's the men saying this because it's an excuse not to use them.
Yeah. Men right, can say their skin gets irritated and that can be a latex allergy, or even more commonly the tip of the urethra gets irritated because they don't roll the condom down, leave a little reservoir at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But this kind of burning almost sounds like urethral irritation. It hurts when she pees. And yeah, the outside of the vagina can cause irritation and burning when you urinate, but first thing you think about is urinary tract, like an infection, a cystitis, or urethritis, and that's more a function of the mechanical irritation than the condom.
How old is she, Derek?
She's 17 also.
Yeah, so
17.
She needs to get a pelvic exam. She needs to talk about it with the doctor. They need to check her urine. It may have nothing to do with the condom. It's please don't stop using the condom because, you know, pregnancy would be a much more
pleasant
thing.
But if you guys are sexually active now, it's time for her to go in and see the gynecologist.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess I'll have to tell her that.
That's right.
That's what you do. Everybody. You're going to be sexually active?
Got to be sane.
Got to get up on the rack. Let the doctor have a little look-see at you. That's
you
all
know,
right.
We've talked, you and I have talked a little bit about drive, female drive to have a baby and the lack of a male drive. There's a book out now called Maternal Desire that explores this in great detail.
All right. Well, and I'll not read that.
I know. Well, you'll not read anything. But no. People are interested. Finally starting to come. The point is, finally, we've been talking about this for a couple of years.
Yeah.
It's starting to enter the public lexicon now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
What we like to do is we like to bring things up a few years before everyone else does, and then after they do it, we like to be bitter about it.
Well, we like to get ridiculed first for bringing it up.
Right.
Then be bitter.
You're pioneers.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
We're stupid pioneers. Martha?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're like, we would be Lewis and Clark, except for we would be the guys who did the expedition before them, whose names we don't know. That's us. Yes?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, Martha. You're 21.
Yeah. I was just wondering. Well, first of all, I want to say it's so awesome to talk to you guys. I listen to your show like every night.
Thanks.
So dedicated. It's awesome.
Thank you.
I was wondering, how do I go about getting help? I've got a lot of problems in my life, and I really think I need some therapy. So.
Well, it says up here you were abused and molested by several men.
Yeah, when I was younger.
So your mom was like a alcoholic or drug addict, or she was molested? She hooked up with a bunch of idiots?
Just she had really bad boyfriends.
But she must have been molested.
She must have been molested.
To attract and to go for guys like that.
I don't think anything ever happened to her when she was younger. I mean, she could not be telling me something.
Yeah, if you asked her point blank, I think you'll find
don't get her drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, because here's the deal. If your mom consistently brought home guys that were having at you,
that's
sums
she's,
up
she's an abuse
guaranteed.
Survivor, for sure.
Where's her dad?
Her dad?
Yeah.
Gone. My grandparents divorced a while ago.
And he's been out of the picture for a while?
Yeah.
She has no relationship with him?
Nope.
You don't think that's weird?
Not really.
All right. Well, there's a reason for that.
You don't think it's weird because you're used to it. Yeah. And, of course, she's brought that same crap storm down into your life. And, by the way, as a society, can't we start making the correlation between the abusive guy who raised mom and then mom brings home the string of abusive guys? And, of course, it doesn't seem strange to you because mom never knew her dad. Why should you know your dad? And we don't want to give the Marthas of the world a little heads up, a little tip, like, hey, watch out for the guys you hook up with. Don't crap out any kids and continue this horrible, crappy chain.
Thank you.
Right. Does this, it makes sense to me. I don't want, I don't want to grow up and have kids and do the same thing to my kids,
Good, you will.
That's the first step.
So, do you have health insurance?
No.
Okay. Can you afford individual therapy?
I've never had any therapy or anything. I don't even know how to go about it.
Can you afford it?
No.
Huh?
Nobody
can afford it. Can you afford therapy?
No.
But she's calling from Boise, Idaho. They'd have to airlift in a therapist.
Come on, we grew up.
They don't have anyone there.
This so what are you asking from us?
How do I start? Like, how do I find out about therapy? And
Okay. Let's figure this out. You have no money. You have no insurance. Yet you've been victimized, and you need some help.
There are. Each community will have some mental health resource. Some
county,
funded. The problem is they will not. Well, just county mental health services, but they will not be. Those are more emergency kinds of services. They will not be the.
Is
kind
there
of
any
she's
equivalent to AA for someone
there's
who's been
called,
sexually abused?
There's an EA. There's Emotions Anonymous, and there are adult children alcoholics and Al-Anon, those sort of things. I can bet there's some drug and alcohol in her past. So there's 12-step. That's free, and there's again EA, which is Emotions Anonymous, sort of a.
No. All right, so she's got no money. And some books.
Listen, books won't help. Go to a...
See?
Yeah.
What? I know. Reading, it's no good.
Yeah. How about the university? Go to university hospitals. There should be teaching centers there. Go to the Department of Psychiatry or Psychology and get some referrals.
How about
what
that?
About group therapy?
Well, but group is... Yeah, again, it's cost money. And
but it's cheaper.
It's cheaper. Group would be good for her.
Group therapy, I think, is a wonderful experience.
Group would be excellent for her.
Yeah.
That's the 12
steps. Do that.
Too,
and here's the thing, too. You can scrape together $25, $30 a week to go to a group.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And it's actually good that you do that. It means you're putting some effort into it.
Yeah, I realize, there is something wrong with me, and I do need to do something about it before.
Good. In the meantime, don't get pregnant, and watch out for the guys you hook up with. And then you do that thing I tell you to do. You listen to classical music and you take long walks. It straightens you out a little bit.
A little bit.
Not Mark like a therapist. It's better than sitting home watching TiVo.
You bring up an interesting point about the books. The books give you information. They do not change the wiring and how your brain functions. And the only way that really happens is in interpersonal context.
And Scientology.
Yes, you got to find Scientology.
I'm only joking.
So in the interpersonal, you have to have an experience with other people in order for things really to change.
Right. I think group therapy in particular is great because you also learn to help other people. Mm-hmm. And that in itself is a great therapy to yourself.
It's a dyadic exchange. It goes back and forth.
Yeah, I did that. I did that once.
I know, they told you not to leave, too.
Wait till you try to leave and they tackle you.
Well, you shouldn't have left. You're not done.
It's time to go.
Yeah.
You tried Scientology?
No.
Group therapy. The group therapy thing is you try to get up, you try to split after 6 months. Where are you going? I don't know. I'm done. You're not done. You're not here.
You weren't done? They're telling you. You don't know.
You're crazier than you were before we started.
Sure.
Please don't go. And then everyone starts screaming at you.
Then you found a partner, a radio show to abuse and act out all your crap on.
Yeah.
Come on. You should have stayed in therapy.
Yeah. You should have had me stay in therapy. Man. Yeah. Man. Yeah, man. Christine.
Hi, Adam.
You've been on hold for 42 minutes. I felt bad because we gotta go to break, but I felt bad that you're on hold for so long.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
That's what I love about you. Oh, you got that little girl voice. Yeah. It worries us.
Oh, God. I can't stand my voice either.
Maybe we can start with Christine tomorrow night,
let's
guys.
Do
Put
that.
Her on hold and call her back tomorrow. That'd be great.
That's not going to happen.
Puddle of Mud coming in later in the week.
Oh, good time.
Callum Blue here tonight.
Fantastic.
Take a break.
What if you dropped Callum Blue in the puddle of mud?
Uh-huh.
It would turn brown. Yeah. Write that down, Drew. You're never writing my stuff down. How come you never write my stuff down? Is it all in your brain?
I can catalog it.
All right.
I've got a giant microfilm.
Shut up. We'll be back. Well, everybody, that's the show. Where'd the time go, Drew?
I don't know. Where'd it go? I think Running Bear. Chief Running Bear took it.
That's great. It's great radio.
Yeah.
What? Where'd it go?
I'm tired. Let's go.
That's not true. That's why we get paid the same. All right. I should have prepped you for that question. We thank Callum Blue for coming in here. A breath of fresh air from across the Pacific, Atlantic. One of the oceans.
Pond.
The pond. The pond is where he came from. The Princess Diaries 2 out tomorrow, which is today, and then you got Dead Like Me. Showtime, everyone, 10 o'clock Sundays. So, God bless you, by the way,
Cal. God bless you, too.
Great meeting you. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.